look horrible.
Puerto Rico.
I'm just looking for someone I can go out old with.
That's my Drew Barrymore voice.
Oh yeah, I see that. Yeah. I hear that.
I'm not Josie Grossy anymore.
Ever been kissed?
And action.
I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. Okay.
Hi, I'm the original casting choice for the movie Single White Female, Trixie Mattel.
Jennifer Jason Leigh, be damned.
Yeah, fuck her.
Bridget, who?
She took everything from me.
And I'm a sexy Spaniard salesman of ripped-off luxury auto parts.
Gotcha. You see what I did there?
And welcome to...
The show where we talk about whatever we want.
Because it's our show, baby.
And not yours.
Nope.
In today's mini challenge, you'll be adding your own dialogue to iconic RuPaul's Drag Race moments using lip dub. That's hashtag lip dub.
Yes, and the consequences or the prizes are none.
What? You're safe. You know, my brother and I used to do this when we were younger. We would turn off the TV and make up what they were saying.
Mystery Science Super Theater. Or Master Poop Theater, where you just do it in the bathroom.
Masturbate Theater.
Oh!
Peter Herman, well, Paul Rubin.
Yeah, Pee-wee. Listen, if Pee-wee wants to jerk off in a crowded theater, I say, you go, girl.
Mr. Herman, paging Mr. Herman, you have a telephone call.
Also, wait, hold on. What do I look like?
You look like you were just doing an ad for Marc Jacobs' Daisy, mm-hmm. and then you went to Marc Jacobs' funeral.
Oh, I like that.
And it was a very glamorous funeral.
Yeah.
I'd like the computer to start now.
Hold on. Why am I Kathy Griffin?
Hallelujah.
Why didn't you wear straps?
I'll take your drink. Hey, that's mine. It's half backwash at this point.
You just think as you, a skinny white hoe from down the way, that you can come correct like me, but I got no straps and never had no straps, no intention on having no straps, and get your finger on my on the face, you bitch.
You should have taken your tablecloth and made shoulder pads. I'm gonna go out there and win with my butt flap.
It was supposed to be one wedding day, and the rule is nobody else wear white.
Why are you talking?
Oh, we do this every time she gets married.
Yeah, just because I have one man that loves me at home who plays Dungeons and Dragons alone at night after 11 p.m. every day when I'm a woman. Eyes without a face?
I don't have diabetes. I've never had diabetes. If I wanted to get diabetes, I could. But you can't get diabetes because you are not that kind of high fructose girl.
I do have diabetes. I have the sugars.
The sugars?
The sugars.
Oh, the sugars.
The sugars.
Sugars.
The challenge was take everything in the bucket and glue it to your body.
No, bitch. I didn't see no bucket. I just slip and slide through the whole pile.
Dear diary.
Yeah.
It's me, Laganja. Today, all the girls sat separate from me and I lived alone under a table. Are you there, God? It's me, Laganja. Mm.
I've noticed that Laganja is sitting under a table and I'm just thinking, like...
Annie. Mama, come for me, Mama. Mama, I'm Jewish, Mama. I don't have a tree for you to decorate, Mama. Come over and light my menorah, Mama.
Pop my pussy with a rake, Mom.
I like that hair on the door, too.
Yeah, it's really pretty. Why am I here?
I think you should win, girl.
Yeah.
No, girl. I think you should win. No, you're right. I should win.
Yeah. What is the, is what that Chanel? Yeah, it is Chanel.
Look at her body.
Look, her butt is incredible. Je ne sais por qué. Me siento muy excited. Me siento, me gusta mucho. I would have just cut your face. You would have been my number one lady. Iconic moments from RuPaul's Drag Race just sort of happened. You kind of couldn't predict them, like, as
they're
happening.
Well, people used to go in and have them happen, but now people go in and they're like, find my life, catchphrase day one.
Right.
Which is not as interesting ever.
The best moments just happen organically.
Things that people remember a lot of times are not things you remember saying.
Of course, for me, that's 100%.
I remember when my spring runway dress had literal moth holes in it. And I was like, I'm here to win.
Did yours?
Yes! It had mothball holes in it. In today's challenge, we're going to catfish your boyfriend from freshman year of college.
travel back in time.
For today's mini challenge, you'll have to overcome your fear of spiders by sticking a whole basket of them up your pussy.
Today's mini challenge, we're going to Facebook stalk your fiance from 6 years ago and see if it could still work out. Oh, honey.
Oh.
Oh, honey. Honey.
I can't stand that man. I hate him.
For today's maxi challenge, in a desperate homage to the self-immolating monks of the 1960s, we're going to shave our heads, cover ourselves in orange robes, and set ourselves ablaze in a political protest. The last, affirm our legacy.
Nick knock, nick knock, nick knock, nick knock.
You know what? I'm not kidding about that.
Why?
There should also be an androgyny runway.
I'm surprised. I am
androgyny
surprised.
Meaning, not androgyny
gender
meaning.
Gender.
But like androgyny to me means you're looking and it could be either.
Victor Victoria.
No, Andres Pashik or whatever.
Yeah. Not
Jeffree Star.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be androgyny. Great, because that's a hard challenge.
Androgyny.
To look like you were somewhere in the middle is challenging. Because I always end up looking like, woman, no.
I can't help it if it's hard for me not to look like a girl.
Seriously, I put on like a wispy lash and people are like, oh my god, Hayden Pettinier, where have you been?
It's almost like I step out of the shower a woman and then just all uphill from there.
I was like putting on a little concealer and then all of a sudden I'm being splashed with water and a ring light like a commercial.
When I came downstairs for cornflakes, they always say, is that Cheryl Cheeks? And I said, no, I'm your daughter.
Instead of shaving, I'll just wax my face and people are like, oh my god, Halle Berry.
Did you ever join a gorilla circus troupe and just forget to return all your library books?
Oh, honey. 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 In today's mini challenge, we'll be performing LASIK eye surgeries while reciting iconic monologues from Starship Troopers.
That's legitimately great.
Have you seen that movie?
No, but that's legitimately great.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Sigourney Weaver in that one?
No.
Nope. That was Galaxy Quest.
Denise Richards is in it.
In today's maxi challenge, using only a water pick and a rope, you will have to discover and explore the full depth and breadth of modern lesbianism.
Oh, ow. Oh, God.
Also, this is offensive. They should do a runway that's like,
Oh, Lord.
This is not, I don't think it's offensive. It's, I don't think butch women are represented. There should be a butch woman, like glamorous, but like the freedom to do more like, more masculine lines in the...
Bulldagger ball.
Yeah, a bulldagger ball.
That is offensive.
Because that's it is?
Yeah, that's offensive. Because it's trivializing and stereotyping lesbians.
Okay, I'll call it trivializing when they stop wearing cutoff t-shirts at Pride.
Throwback.
Oh, we don't have combos in so long.
I know, we could, they could put it
at
temple.
Can we just eat combos? This is a bag, yeah.
And then some
that's
for my pussy.
That's how you
pussy.
Eat?
Some for my pussy.
That's how you eat?
Yeah.
You're at the restaurant. This soup's really good.
Yeah. No, I bring my own ice luge.
And may the best woman
subscribe to WOW Presents. Did I do it right, Judy?
Face must get, actually, because that smile is a big smile. And she laughs a lot. Her face must get really tired.
I think it does. But it also tones the muscles of the face, which are numerous and important.
Remember that video of that woman who's like,
yeah.
That girl.
That's good, though.
Why are you talking?